Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Trump administration officials insist North Korea must halt all nuclear and missile testing if leader Kim Jong-un hopes to meet with President Trump. The director of U.S. Central Intelligence, Mike Pompeo, tells the CBS program Face the Nation, Mr. Trump's maximum pressure campaign on North Korea is an approach which happens to be paying off.
President Trump took a different tact entirely, put an enormous global ally-supported pressure campaign on the North Koreans that has had a real impact on the regime, on the North Korean economy, and has caused Kim Jong-un to reach out and say that he wants to begin to have discussions on terms that the United States has never achieved before.
And on Fox News Sunday, senior Massachusetts Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren expressed concern Mr. Trump may be going into the meeting ill-prepared.
We have no ambassador right now to South Korea. The assistant secretary in charge of this area, that's another vacant post. And this is important because these are the people who know the economy, who know the language, who know the history, who know our military needs. So I am very concerned that the president may be taken advantage of here.
An exact date and venue for the talks have not been announced. Ethiopian soldiers killed 9 civilians, wounded a dozen others after mistaking them for rebels in the Oromia region along the border with Kenya. There was a pursuit of fighters from the secessionist Oromo Liberation Front. Incident followed Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn's decision to resign. The country is under a state of emergency. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Chad today, where he will be meeting with President Idris Deby in Nairobi. Tillerson honored the victims of the 1998 U.S. Embassy bombing in Nairobi at a wreath-laying ceremony.
As our work continues to end terrorism, those who sought to divide us here have failed. Our commitment to work together as Americans and Kenyans is steadfast, it is enduring, and we will build on the shared values and our shared future, which remains very strong. We will never forget the names on this wall.
Tillerson arrived in Kenya on Friday afternoon for the third stop of his 5-country tour of Africa. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has warned Syria it would be unwise for government forces to use weaponized gas, as he cited unconfirmed reports of chlorine attacks in eastern Ghouta and slammed Russian support for Damascus.
It would be very unwise for them to use weaponized gas, and I think President Trump made that very clear early in his administration. Again, either Russia is incompetent or in cahoots with Assad.
Mattis said reports do indicate Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces are using gas in their 3-week advance against the rebels' enclave in eastern Ghouta, where at least 1,000 have died, including 200 children. Chinese lawmakers have voted with near unanimous approval to amend the country's constitution and give President Xi Jinping a mandate to stay in office indefinitely. An amendment to scrap a 2-term limit on the office of the president has been approved. Hong Kong's pro-democracy camp failed today to win enough seats to regain some veto power in the city's 70-seat legislature. Hong Kong's political analyst Ma Ying-jeouk.
The chances, especially, they will be much encouraged by this victory because it seems that actually the Democrats no longer have an edge even in a kind of a one-on-one by-election race. So I think in both situations, the Democrats would find it a very tough battle lying before them.
The by-election triggered after 6 pro-democracy lawmakers were ousted from public office over invalid oaths of office. Saw 43% of the city's 2.2 million voters cast their ballots, far less than the 58% for full legislative council polls 2 years ago. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.